48, verse 1. Hear now God's inerrant, infallible, and inspired word. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, "Behold, thy father is sick." And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, "Behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee." And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, "God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. And said unto me, Behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people. And I will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came to thee in Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon they shall be mine. And thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same as Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, Bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face. And lo, God has showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. And let my name be called upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's hand unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, but for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, In thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. And Israel said unto Joseph, Behold, I die, but God shall be with you, and bring you again into the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow. May God add His blessing to the reading and hearing of His word. It's a great chapter. The chapter is pretty much entirely about the blessing of Jacob upon Ephraim and Manasseh. There are some very interesting things that take place in this chapter that we want to take notice of. First of all, Joseph hears that his father is sick. First thing he does is he wraps up Ephraim and Manasseh to take them to go see Jacob. You see, this is a covenantal action. Joseph is a faithful, covenantal man. And he knows that the blessing of the prophetico patriarch means something in the economy of the covenant. And he also knows that since Ephraim and Manasseh were born to him in Egypt and have not really spent time with Jacob, that blessing has not yet transpired. And he desires that blessing from the patriarch, the son of the covenant that is alive in that day, upon his two sons. So Joseph is a faithful actor here in that he desires to have Ephraim and Manasseh blessed. And so one tells Jacob and said, "Behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee." And so Israel strengthened himself. He's an old man by this time, dying on the bed. And he strengthens himself. He sets himself up in the bed in order that he might rationally face and talk with his son Joseph as he comes. And so he recounts the great promises that God has made. Remember in verses 3 and 4. So he says, "God appeared to me at Luz." Do you remember? Never mind. It's all right. It's a sidelight. Takes up time. So Jacob said to Joseph, "God appeared to me at Luz and he promised me certain things. He promised me the land of Canaan and he promised me a large offspring, a fruitful and multifarious offspring." And so then he says, "Now, your two sons that have been born to you here, they are mine as Reuben and Simeon." You know what he's saying there? Reuben and Simeon are cast off as the first and second born. And Ephraim and Manasseh receive those blessings instead of Reuben and Simeon. "And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came unto thee in Egypt, are mine, as Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine." And then any children you have later, he says, they're yours. They're yours. But these two are mine. Notice that there's no argument from Joseph. Joseph understands that the blessing Ephraim and Manasseh are receiving is a magnificent thing. And again, in those days, it was indeed prophetic. There was a blessing that, if you will, carried with it a particular power of God's Word, because Jacob spoke as a prophet in those blessings. You remember Isaac and the blessing that he gave to Jacob, and how Jacob sought that blessing above all else. And how even Esau understood something of its importance, because he said, "Have you reserved any blessing for me?" You remember that? Okay. So, he recounts his history, and so Joseph then takes the two sons and strategically arranges them so that he takes Ephraim in his right hand, in his left hand, which will be Israel's right hand. And he takes Manasseh in his left hand, which will be Israel's right hand, so that the right-handed blessing will go to Manasseh, the firstborn, and the secondary blessing will go to Ephraim, the secondborn. And so he presses them up toward Jacob. And it says that the eyes of Israel were dim so that he could not really see the lads. Now, we don't know exactly what's going through Jacob's mind at this point. Whether he's thinking, "Now I know what Joseph's going to do here. He's going to put the firstborn on the right and the secondborn on the left, so I'll just do this and bless." Or maybe he can discern some way between Ephraim and Manasseh. We don't know exactly what's going on, except this, that when Jacob goes to bless the sons, he goes like this. And he puts his right hand on the younger and his left hand upon the elder. And Joseph, in the midst of the blessing, sees this and says, no, and he tries to lift up. Now, there's a wrestling match. He tries to lift up Israel's hand, his right hand, off of Ephraim. No, wait, don't say the blessing yet. You've got it backwards, Dad. Israel says, I know it. I know it. And we're thinking with Israel, don't you remember when my mother struggled with twins in her womb, that God spoke to her and said, the elder shall serve the younger? Don't you remember that those prerogatives of God's sovereign election are playing out even now before your very eyes as the prophet of God puts the greater blessing on the secondborn? What a witness to the sovereignty and majesty of God that He does not act in accordance with the protocols of men, but according to His own sovereign wisdom. Of course, we see that even in our day, don't we? The sons of the firstborn, Israel, are now what? Well, they have fallen behind because that group of sons, you and me, that have emerged in the new covenant have come to the fore and received the fullness of the blessing, haven't we? And even in the days of Abraham, his firstborn son was not the son of promise. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And in the days of Isaac, it was not his firstborn son, but it was in Jacob, in Israel. And Jacob, seeing that very history played out before his eyes, takes Joseph's sons and says, this is God's way of doing things. Move aside protocols of men. And places his right hand upon Ephraim. And oh, we know the results. How many times have you heard Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh? Because the tribe of Manasseh was split, wasn't it? Between half of it being Transjordanic and half of it being on this side, Jordan. And you put those two together and they may have been a quarter of what Ephraim was. As a matter of fact, Ephraim was such a great tribe that many times in the Old Testament, the northern kingdom is referred to as Ephraim. Oh, the blessing of God upon Ephraim was certainly seen in the way the history was played out. It is that sovereign work of God that we see in play here. And so when God's prophet places his hands at cross purposes to men, they are at straight purposes with God. And then I want you to see the blessing with which Jacob blesses Ephraim and Manasseh. Look here in verse 15. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which led me all my life long unto this day. Now watch this. The angel which redeemed me from all evil. Bless the lads. Now tell me that Jacob didn't know the gospel. God delivered him out of the hand of Laban the Syrian. God brought him into the land of promise. And yet in the same breath he says, that angel that delivered me, that redeemed me. You remember that word, Goel, that kinsman redeemer. That angel that redeemed me out of all trouble. Bless the lads. Oh, Israel certainly knew the gospel of Jesus Christ. He spoke of Him when He was a-dying, as it says in Hebrews. So, finally then we close the chapter with Jacob's forethought. We close the chapter with Jacob's forethought. Verse 21, and Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again into the land of your fathers. Jacob knows that God will keep His promises to His children, bring him back into the land of promise, which was a type of their heavenly inheritance. And then he says something very interesting. He says, moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow. So many years before. Before Jacob was an old man, he had set aside something. Should he ever find Joseph again? What a great man. What a wonderful servant of the Lord. And we see here in his final days, his faith life come full circle, confessing the angel of the covenant who has redeemed him from all evil, who always keeps his word. Let's stand and continue calling upon